Welcome to your multidimensional journey. I'm Tracy Cambera, an intuitive soul coach, multidimensional guide, and divine channel. Today we're going to be discussing non-duality, karma, the ideas of good and bad, right and wrong, even maybe a little reincarnation sprinkled in. Maybe a little timeline talk sprinkled in. We'll see where spirit, the universe, and the archangels take us. But first, I'd like to ask, how was your lunar eclipse? How did it affect you? Was it breakdown or breakthrough? Or for many of us, it was more of a cocoon instead of a breakthrough, meaning that while the emotional stuff came up, if you sit with it, if you allow it to flow through you, and the meditation I have for you in just a few days, you'll find on YouTube, is talking about the river of releasing emotion, the creek of emotion in your emotional body, and how you can let the emotions flow through you, meaning just sit with it, just flow. You don't have to name it. You don't have to see it or understand it. And you know, that's a hard one for me because I see everything. So when I sense things and feel things, but I don't see it and I can't talk to my guides and, you know, physically walk through it in my mind, you know, it's something I have to practice to just sit with it, let it flow through me. So I had a lot of it come up Saturday before the eclipse Sunday night, and I had much more of it come up yesterday, thanks to a good friend that took me through a physical process, a process with the physical body to release some of the trauma and deeply held emotion. I have several friends that do more visceral physical healing. For me, it's more of releasing the emotions by letting them flow through you and looking forward instead of back and being very vigilant with your brain. We're not going there. But I've noticed a huge change just in the one day since I did these physical processes with her. And I did them remotely. She does remote sessions. So I will have her on the show. Now back to today's session, talking about non-duality and karma and perhaps reincarnation. I listen to a lot of spiritual podcasts. I love supporting my brothers and sisters of my spiritual family, but I often find as I'm listening that they'll say something that's really dualistic. Well, you're getting punished for that, and so now you're going to have to come back and fix it. There are times when I hear that and I'm like, cancel. That is not true. But let me keep listening and see if they get back on track. And there are some times where they continue with the dualistic talk, and I'm not about that. And so I just turn it off. I don't care to listen to lower, more dense conversations. Conversations about duality, about right and wrong, good and bad. Now, I understand there's a lot going on in this world, and I do a lot of meditation, intention, and prayer. And my thing is do a lesser time more often. Keep repeating it. Go into your intention, your prayer for 5 minutes every hour rather than 2 hours in the morning, and then don't think about it for the next 18 hours while you're going about your day. So I do a lot of that intention for so many things in the world. I'm always telling the angels and my guides, go in there and help them. Bring peace, bring calm, bring compassion. But aside from that, I don't listen to the news. I don't listen to people when they start talking about good and bad, punishment, retribution, revenge. Well, if you did that, it's coming back to you. We'll start with karma. The idea of karma is that you were bad in a past life, so you have to come in this life and make up for it and be good, right? Retribution or evening the scales. Now, the issue with that premise is time, past, present, future. We already know from our quantum physics in 3D that it is parallel, simultaneous realities. They are not past lives. They are other lives. They are happening kitchen, living room, dining room. I tell clients this in my sessions. They're happening here and there. It's like pages in a book. You know, you think of those Harry Potter books and how big they are, right? All those pages. You can flip to any page and find yourself in that scene. That doesn't mean you'll understand the context of it because you skipped 100 pages, but you can turn to any page at any time and read any scene. That is somewhat 3D-wise how timelines work. You can jump to any timeline, and there are infinite timelines. So if you don't like how something's turning out, step back, take a deep breath, envision a timeline where it works out better, and step into that. But the caveat is, when you envision that better timeline, envision it, intend to step into it, and then let it go, right? Micromanaging doesn't work multidimensionally, right? We have to let it go, have faith and trust, because sometimes we are meant to clear this before that happens. We are meant to go through this to get to that. We don't know. Even I don't know everything. My soul doesn't tell me everything that's going on. I am human. I came here to experience, so I am. Getting back to karma and timelines. Knowing that it's parallel simultaneous realities and timelines, and that we are experiencing other lives just over there, means that we are experiencing everything at once. So try this on. This is a 3D description. I'm just telling you right now, so it's easy for us to understand as humans. Your soul fractures into many sparks, soul sparks. Now, what I call a soul spark is an aspect of your soul. Is every soul spark the whole soul? And is the whole soul the essence of source and the entire essence of source? Yes. We are all. I am that I am. Okay? But we're talking about remembering. If you don't remember all of your soul, you are acting from a position of a soul spark. You are but a spark of the soul because you don't remember everything from the soul until you cross over in this life. And every time we go up dimensions, we remember more and more. There's more love, more compassion, more soul energy. But until we re-merge with our soul, we are but a spark of our soul. So all of these soul sparks that your soul has, whether it be 10, 100, 10,000, infinite, I'm not sure. A soul generally shows me just the amount of lives that are pertinent to the question a client asked, right? So usually it's 5 or 6. And by the way, with telepathy, they show me the whole entire life and I understand it, even if I can only tell you the highlights of it, you know, the point of why they showed it to me. But you have these other lives. You are doing the good, the bad, the boring, the exciting, the evil, the compassionate, all at once. So with karma, it is not a measure of, I was bad back then, so I have to be good now to make up for it. No, your soul is at the buffet, right? They're at the ice cream store. They're like, I'm going to try every flavor. I'm going to be good here. I'm going to be bad here. I'm going to play the father here, the mother here, the daughter here, the son here. I'm going to be the king here. I'm going to be the pauper there. They just want to play both sides of the coin, all sides of the sacred geometry, dodecahedron. They just want to play out everything because remember, rule number one, this is a game. We are actually infinite souls. This is not real. It's just an experience. And all of our higher selves are experiencing through us. Our soul is experiencing through us. All other souls and source, all experiencing through us. Okay? So when you think of karma, take the duality out of it. Step back, move into neutrality and go, okay, I was a lord of the area. And I treated my peasants really poorly over there. There was a lot of starvation while I sat in my wealth because I didn't care about them. In this life, I find myself working for a charity and helping the underprivileged ones. That is not karma. That is simply I experienced it that way over there, and I'm going to experience it this way over here. That can take the fear out of karma. When you go to a psychic and they tell you about a quote-unquote past life, we still call it past life even though they're other lives. When they tell you about one that's evil, you don't have to be afraid that God's getting retribution in this life. You may redeem yourself in this life only because this is the life your soul chose for you to do the flip side of that action. That's all. Rarely do I see any kind of justice karma in sessions. It is most always just a more neutral version of, yeah, we're trying that over there, so we're doing it this way over here. And what happens is you're having victim processes with other family members, other loved ones, victim perpetrator. That's another dualistic thing. If you are having victimization by those, especially those that are supposed to love you, we can look at other lives and see where you were the perpetrator and they were the victim. And in this life, you incarnated for you to be the victim and them to be the perpetrator. You can still heal that. You don't have to follow that quote-unquote karma. Just heal it. Just step out of the victimhood, empower yourself, heal the relationship, or as you heal, meaning you release the victimhood, you find your power, you choose yourself, you do what's best for you. Oftentimes that means walking away from that loved one, even if they're your parent or your child. So think of karma more neutrally and understand you are playing this theme out every which way in other lives, and you have the power to change that theme in this life, to heal it, to complete it. And when you do, you can send that energy down the line to your other lives because you are connected to all of them and heal it within them also so they can make a change also. Yes, we are greatly influenced by our other lives, especially our other earth lives, because this is the game. But we can also greatly affect our other earth lives. That is how I've always been shown karma. Now let's move to non-duality. Again, good and bad. When you understand that Source, the universe, God, your soul, the angels, they are all pure, unconditional love. And as a side note, if you start exploring merging with one of your higher selves, and that's a whole other podcast, I will talk about it maybe next month. When you start merging, you find unconditional love is not warm and fuzzy. Now, when Archangel Michael has shown me his true self, it just overwhelms my system. The bliss, the white light, tears come down my face. I've never been able to see his full energy. It would annihilate me in my 3D form. But it's fun to try until I, you know, cry uncle and, you know, slap the mat and go, okay, done, got it. So yes, you can have waves of bliss, right? Tears can stream down your face. But when you are merging with one of your guides, one of your higher versions of self, you may very well find that unconditional love is very neutral. It feels cold. We think love is warm and fuzzy and hugging and do anything for me. Yeah, unconditional love is allowing you to be you. So it's very neutral, which frankly I perceive as cold. I had to get used to it. I'm like, where's the warm fuzzy? It's a beautiful process, but it's neutral. Think divine neutrality when it comes to duality. Anytime anyone says, well, you did that, so this is going to happen, where you have to be punished. Oh yeah, they screwed that up. They got to come back in another life. Again, if it's parallel simultaneous realities and time and space does not truly exist, it's a construct that we invented to have this game. Because honestly, if we didn't have time and space in 3D, we'd blow ourselves up in 20 minutes. So we had to have it. So it is a construct. It is not a truth. Reincarnation is not you coming back to do it over better. You are already doing it differently over there right now. That's why I use the analogy of kitchen, living room, dining room. So in this life, if you're sitting in the living room and I show you a past life where you were really evil, and that doesn't happen a lot. Don't worry if you have a session with me. I'm going to tell you were evil. Doesn't happen a lot. and your soul doesn't tell you all of your lives anyway. But if we see a life where you were evil, you can look at it and go, oh, that's me over there in the kitchen. So I'm going to send love and healing to that life. the idea that time is this loop that we go back, we leave, we come back in to fix it. And then, you know, if we don't fix it, we got to come back in again and fix it more. Simply not true. Part of the game, part of the construct, not true. What your soul wants for you, what the archangels, your guides, your angels are helping you with every day is to step back. Sometimes I physically step back. At times it's to get out of other people's energy field, right? Their emotional field. But for me, when I physically take a step back, when my brain is going somewhere, I will stand up off the couch and go outside. I will change my scenery. I will take a step back. I will take a couple of heart-centered deep breaths and I will go, okay, there is no good or bad. How can I objectively see and understand this situation? Because oftentimes what happens to you, what happens at you is happening for you, but it is happening from another and it is theirs. We do not have to label it as good and bad. I hear about narcissists every day in sessions. And I will tell you, narcissism, to me, what I see, what souls show me, it's a brain disorder. Okay, I see the chemistry of the brain and how it acts. I don't know what a psychiatrist would diagnose as classic narcissism. It's not that brain chemistry disorder. It is a high level of insecurity, lack of self-love, lack of self-worth. It is the way they were trained, the way they were raised, the way they were programmed. If I don't manipulate and control for this, I won't get it because I'm not worthy of it. So I have to manipulate and control. That's what it is. So when we think of non-duality, no good or bad, just green or purple, just pink or orange, think of colors. It's just this or that. When we think of that, then we can step back and go, wow, show me. I can see that person's hurting. So spirit, show me what's going on with them. Ah, I sense, because we all have intuition. I sense that they're hurting, that they got bad news this morning and they just lashed out at me. Wrong time, wrong place. So this happened at me. How did it happen for me? Well, generally, if someone lashes out at you, you have a reaction. What does that reaction do? What does that trigger do? It brings up that which you need to clear if you want to up-level, if you want to reach a higher level of contentment and happiness. So what is it showing you? Because if someone lashed out at you and you were like, okay, clearly they're having a bad day. Here, have an angel hug. And you just walked on, right? It didn't affect you. Great, you're not being triggered. But when your sibling does it, when your spouse does it, and you get massively triggered, you're like, oh, okay, thank you, universe. That's one of the things I practice. My best friend and I used to do this all the time. Anytime anything would happen, especially something we didn't desire, be like, thank you, universe. And the moment we say thank you, universe, we shift it into a more open mindset so that we can better sense, feel, see, hear, know what the universe, source, our soul was trying to show us with this outburst that triggered us, you know, whatever the event was that triggered us. So something to think about. Duality does not exist. It is a construct to play the 3D game, and you no longer have to participate in it. Move up into 5D state of being where there is very little duality, where it is so much easier to clear what you brought with you into this higher state of being. Because 5D is not the end all be all. There are infinite dimensions above. We do not stop at 12. God is not at 13. I've been to the 265th dimension. I have a friend there. I call him Blue. Big, bossy, male, dominant voice. But he's a really great guide. He shows me a lot of things. So, infinite dimensions. You can release duality, move into divine neutrality, step back, take a breath, be the objective observer, ask spirit, what's going on here? Not, oh my God, why did this happen to me? No, when you ask why, please don't ever ask why like that. That is automatic victimhood. Is that where you want to stay? No, and I'm sure as heck not joining you there. So the why questions are what was the purpose of that outburst? I feel it affecting me. Why is it affecting me like this? What does it have to show me? What is it bringing up? Now, you may get answers, you may not. Believe that you are getting the answer, it is coming, and your brain will let it through. But sometimes it is, we'll say, ethereal or vague. Like this morning, stuff came up from the process I did with Alana, who you will meet soon, that does the physical processes. From that process yesterday, as I woke up this morning, something came in. And family members passed on that I never had a chance for forgiveness or anything else with. They showed up and it was very ethereal. And I tried to grab onto it and go, oh, okay, well, I'm having this conversation. Okay, what are we going to do? And my grandma, my favoriteest grandma, this woman was phenomenal. She came in and she's like, no, let it go. Let it go. Just sit in it. So I had to sit there. And I'll tell you, this process was about my father, who passed away 22 years ago. And I just had to sit there in the ethers, in the white space of 0 point, and just feel the energy. And again, that was difficult for me as a psychic. I want to have a conversation with him. I can. I never do. I never speak with him. And so ethereally, energetically, we were dancing in the energy. He was swirling around me. I couldn't pick up words. I just sensed a lot of healing. So when it was done, I went into my emotional body. And I'm like, okay. Some of you would say, go into your inner child. You know, I don't do inner child work. I don't facilitate it. I have a really great friend. Her website is soul-elevated.com. So Trish at soul-elevated.com, soul, S-O-U-L. She does a lot of that inner child work, visceral work. She's a very like physical healer, even though she works remotely. I don't do inner child work. And so I went into my emotional body. My inner child was sitting in that field of flowers. And again, this Saturday's meditation on YouTube talks about the emotional body clearing it, the meadow of flowers. So you'll hear about that in a few days. I sat with my inner child in this field of flowers and checked on my emotional body after this ethereal process that I could not control and I could not dictate. And I just had to sit in my field of flowers and feel the lightness and trust that it was healed, trust that I am lighter. So when you move into non-duality and you step back and become the objective observer and you practice divine neutrality, practice it. Take a deep breath, step back and go, okay, that was unpleasant. What message is in it for me? Not, oh my God, how can I prevent this from ever happening again? No. What message was in there for me? What can I release, heal, transmute, let go of? What can I move into? What higher state, higher level of beingness can I move into? What did this event trigger that I can utilize to up-level, to ascend, to make a quantum leap? Ask yourself that. And when the beautiful things happen, realize that's also neutral. That's actually just your divine state. That's who we are on a soul level. So you can objectively feel, this feels really good. I acknowledge I'm in flow. This state feels beautiful, and I wish to invite it in more and more. I wish to maintain it, to keep it for longer. So let's flow with it. Because the truth is, it is in our power to stay non-dualistic, to stay divine neutral, to be the objective observer. It is in our power to stay that way all the time. This is part of what we're learning in Age of Aquarius. The toxic, unbalanced masculine energy is giving way to the divine feminine empowered goddess energy for all of us. Man, woman, straight, gay, old, young, all of us are moving into reclaiming our divine feminine empowered goddess energy so that we can swing back to divine neutral. You know a pendulum on a clock? It takes you back decades. How it swings from one side to the other? Well, oftentimes as humans in this 3D construct, we have to swing all the way to the other side from the toxic masculine all the way to the divine feminine. So my team puts me in a cocoon where I will just sit there and be present until I'm able to step into the divine feminine goddess energy. Allow, receive, be supported, honor myself, take action from that point of view, from that state of being. So remember, non-duality, the divine neutral, is our native state. We are returning to it. So for most of us, or all of us at times, we will swing from that toxic masculine to the divine feminine and back to center, divine neutral. And I will say, I have several clients that just whoosh are moving into divine neutral. And it is beautiful. And then they will have an episode and they'll tell me about it where something happened, they got triggered, all this stuff came up. And so you can be divine neutral, divine neutral. It's like a pothole or a speed bump, right? On the road, you can be driving the smooth road forever and then boom, there's a pothole. And you fall in the pothole, you dig yourself out, and you go back to that divine neutral. I hope that gave you a lot of great concepts. If you want to work on your objectiveness, your divine neutrality, my link to booking sessions on YouTube is just below. Otherwise, my website is tracycambera.com. So I wish you all of the opportunities to move into divine neutrality and non-duality so that you may up-level your beingness into more unconditional love, higher frequencies of acceptance and understanding, more love and compassion. So good luck, and we'll talk soon.